There's increased security at some California synagogues and other places of worship after last week's fatal shooting at a synagogue near San Diego. Lori Gilbert Kay was killed. She had gone to a Passover service to honor deceased loved ones, including her mother. Cognoscenti commentator Linda K. Wertheimer worries that shooting, as well as recent attacks on houses of worship in Pittsburgh, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka, will make people fearful of practicing their faiths.
When my brother Kevin died in a car accident more than 30 years ago, at just 23, I didn't know much about my Jewish faith. At Kevin's funeral, I stared at the service pamphlet, mumbling through unfamiliar Hebrew words. The rabbi led us through the mourner's Kaddish, one of the most precious rituals in Judaism. But the prayer did nothing to relieve my pain. I couldn't understand the point of praising God while I was in the throes of grief. I did not belong to a Jewish house of worship or even go to services until more than a decade after my brother's death. Over time, though, I drew closer to Judaism. I began to treasure the mourner's Kaddish. It wasn't about the words. It was about the act of doing it and feeling the solace of being surrounded by family and community. I wonder if this is how Lori Gilbert Kay felt, too. At the time of her death, she was at her synagogue to say the mourner's Kaddish for her mother. When I lost my own mother 3 years ago, my son Simon and my husband accompanied me to services. Simon held my hand when the rabbi read my mother's name. He looked at me, and his eyes, like mine, were tearing up. I lost Mom. He lost his grandma, Dorothy. I could barely recite the prayer's words that day, but at last I understood their meaning. God, we praise you. We miss our mother or father, brother or sister, but we are still standing. We remember them. Members of my temple stood during the service in a show of solidarity. I have always felt safe saying the Kaddish in the sanctuary. The shooter in California stole that moment from Lori Gilbert Kay and everybody else. He turned her family into mourners. Whether we are Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, or of another faith, I fear we may never look at our houses of worship as true sanctuaries again.
Linda K. Wertheimer is a journalist and author of Faith Ed, Teaching About Religion in an Age of Intolerance.